So, do you mind?
Oh, no, no, I'll elaborate on this. A few years ago, after my mother passed, I was very intrigued as to my medical history and my actual background. I never really looked like any of my brothers or sisters growing up. We did have, of course, our mother as a common factor, but it had always been a question in my mind as to who my father might have been. So intrigued by this modern technology and the 23, this genetic testing corporation, you send them saliva, $99, and for $12 a month, they'll continue to tell you all sorts of interesting genetic information based on a swab of saliva you provide for them. I'd done this, and a few weeks later, I got back the results and was totally shocked and amazed to find out that instead of being an Irish Puerto Rican, I was indeed an Irish Chinese man. And
had your mother ever said anything about your dad?
She had mentioned very mystically that I had had a Chinese person in my my father's background. But the genetic test did not bear this out. They said, no, you're probably half Chinese. There's no way you have any inkling of any other Eastern, any other European background. You are as Irish and Chinese as they come. So it was a very interesting thing to find out that I was indeed Irish and Chinese. Which kind of, if you look at my face and see my looks, you will say, that's the first thing you would think of. Although everywhere I go, people seem to think I'm of that nationality. Mm-hmm. Which is always, I've always thought was strange.
And you say you met a cousin?
Yes. On this computer base, I guess they give you a list of people who are related to you who have subscribed to the same service. And one of them I got in touch with was somebody that I found out lived three blocks away from me on the weekends. So I got to meet him. He's an intriguing fellow. He works for a large bank investment corporation in New York City. His summer house is three blocks away from where I work every day. And he's, like I said, we get along famously. He's as Irish as the day is long. And not just Irish, but what's that? Linen Irish, white linen Irish. Very, very well-to-do Irish, which I had suspected we have come from that background. Because of my taste for fine Wedgwood china and other things. But it's been an interesting experience. I interacted with a woman online who's Iranian, who I happen to be related to. And it's quite interesting that you think that, you know, as different as people are, we're pretty much the same.
You said that meeting the fifth cousin was mm-hmm. eye-opening, did you say? Mind-expanding?
Yes, and in many ways, because here was somebody who was doing very well in life, but a different set of circumstances. But apparently, which I find hard to believe, and came from the same genetic background as me, and didn't have family who wanted. The more I learned about him, of course, I learned that, of course, we all have family problems. But this is intriguing that he'd done so well. The whole success thing component really escapes me, how people become successful.
What's
because
your,
of the conflicts.
What are your thoughts about success and what it is?
I don't know. I'd like to think that there's a balanced way to be successful. I'm still looking to find that way, of course. I'm sure there is a way, just that what it is escapes me.
What's your relationship to success?
Well, I think I've achieved personal success on one level with my family life. But I'd like to think there's more things out there. I'd like to think there are other things I could do. I'm always intrigued that I used to think for a large part of my life that something would just fall in my lap and say, there you go, that's what you need to do. And it's not like that at all. You have to really dig and think, and if you want something, you have to work for it. And I just haven't found anything I really want to work at that much.
Do you think there's something out there?
Yeah, I'm sure there is. I sure hope it's not in the performing arts, though.
Why is that?
I don't know. Something very intimidating about talking to a bunch of people. Maybe if they could just have me in a little booth on stage, a totally blacked out booth, I think I could do that. And just amuse people with my dulcet tones. But until that time comes, until the technology has gotten to where I think it should be, This is what I do. This is my thing.
What is?
Whatever it is I'm doing right now.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Just annoying people on a daily basis, one or two people here or there. Not annoying. I think people, I'd like to think there's some charm involved. But I'd like to think that.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're very welcome.